In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I lived in New York City from 1980 to 2000. I had moved from New York to Baltimore just before the attack on the World Trade Towers. Within a very brief time after 9/11, many paperback books arrived at Barnes & Noble and other popular bookstores. All were focused on the title, Where Was God on 9/11? Well, I felt a need to buy some of those paperback books and read through them. They still sit on the shelf in my office. One of them was written by an Episcopal priest whose parish was way up the Hudson River above New York City. He could see, that day, he could see the black smoke billowing above the trade towers into the skies. As the day went on, members of his parish began calling him, and their question often was, Where is God, Father? Where is God? He said that he believed that God was down on his knees, kneeling somewhere near the trade towers, weeping for what he saw that day, and that the tears on God's cheeks could overflow the Hudson River. It seems to me that we ask the question, where is God? Always in the midst of tough days. When the sun is shining and the times are good and the stock market is going up and the Ravens are winning and our health is strong, we really rather rarely bother with God, especially bother to ask, where is God? When the times are good, we barely make time for God. And when the times are strange, and each hour seems to create yet another worry, that's when we ask, where is God? Remember what Jesus said, when you see me, you have seen my Father. Well, that was God in Jesus turning the water into wine at the wedding in Cana. That was God in Jesus crying real tears at the death of his friend Lazarus. God is in our good days. God is with us in the tough days. Because he is the God of Good Friday. And he is also the God of Easter. But where is God now, today, as the whole world is living and dying through a pandemic? My friends, God is with us. He is our ever-present help in time of need. The problem is that we so often forget that. And then we allow the problems of the moment to cause us anxiety and stress and even to make us sick. Is it possible coincidence? Or is it just by chance that the gospel appointed by the church for reading on this very day, the 22nd of March 2020, would tell the story of Jesus healing a man. In this case, healing a blind man. When I heard that story of what Jesus was able to do for that man, I became so aware this week of my need to put my hope and my trust in God alone. in God alone. When the world is afraid, I feel strong and I feel courageous. Jesus Christ is my hope and my strength. O God, our help in ages past, remember that? Our hope for years to come. When the world seems hopeless, we are to be people of hope, because our hope is in the one alone who promises to raise people up from the dead. My friends, God is with us, and God cares about us. Nothing shows that more than God giving his only beloved Son on the cross. God will help us, but we are urged to be wise and responsible in this time. Each of us must consider all the recommended precautions of the CDC. As Christians, we must demonstrate sanity and sympathy and live one day at a time. And of course, we should pray. Jesus understood our fears and our worries. Jesus understands the fears and the worries that you might have. Jesus understands you, not just because he is God, but because he is divine. Jesus understands all things because Jesus was also human. And Jesus has experienced all things. So pray to him and trust that he hears you when you are praying. While we were praying, we should pray for those who are sick with the virus, for all tireless medical staff who care for the sick. We must pray for all hospital workers, for international authorities who are working 24 hours around the clock to prevent and contain and suppress this virus. Here at Epiphany Church, known as the God is Love Church, we shall continue to reach out to help our members, our neighbors, and the families from City Neighbors Charter School here in our building by providing contact and food where it is needed, including lunch and breakfast for children and food from our pantry to help any of our neighbors in need. One of the things that times like this makes us think about is the briefness of life and how fragile life really is. None of us know what we may be facing in the days ahead, but it surely doesn't help to hoard toilet paper or hide under the covers. For us here at this church, it's all about facing the needs around us, not running from them. It means sharing what we have, even possibly beyond hurting us. It's really the only way this church can be and keep our huge sign upon the tower here at Epiphany that beams out over the neighborhood the message, God is love. I remembered this week when I had read somewhere that the rate of converting people to Jesus in the earliest days of the church was largely due to the care and the compassion that the earliest Christians showed for the needy and the sick during times of epidemics and plagues. One of the earliest writers of church history, Eusebius, wrote this: "Because of the church's compassion for those in need during times of crisis, the deeds of Christians were on everyone's lips." In the old Roman world, where epidemics and plagues would wipe out entire villages, it was the followers of Jesus who stayed behind to help the sick and the needy. All throughout the centuries, there have been reports of times like that. In England during the 1800s, when many people were dying of cholera, members of the Methodist Church took care of hundreds of people in their homes. And even last week, the reports came that churches in Italy were working to share food and to care for their sick neighbors with this coronavirus. One day people will ask, what did the church do in the year of our Lord 2020 when sickness swept our land? What did the church do? We here at the God is Love Church want to be able to say we rolled up our sleeves, we washed our hands, and then we met our members and friends at the door of the church and invited them to put their bags of food and their boxes of canned goods on the floor, maintaining our social distance. And then we sorted that food in the hallway so that the next person who came ringing the bell at the door with the need for food could pick up a bag just inside the door that included a helpful variety of things. We want our neighbors here to know that God cares for them, because it was God's love that they experienced here in that moment of transaction at the door of this church. People are looking for someone to lead them and help them through this crisis. In these times, I want you to know that the pastors and leaders of this church are being led by the one who is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. Amen.